This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. That was something from Nige B called Hold Your Heart, featuring T-Rex. And Nige B is from LaRange, Saskatchewan, which is Treaty 6 territory. Right now we've got something from Australian singer-songwriter, the 24-year-old Thelma Plum, and a song called Backseat of My Mind.
Doesn't matter how long it takes, but I know I'll get there soon. I've been looking the wrong way at the other side of the moon. It's not easy to leave it, but I know where I'm going. I could hold the wheel forever if I knew you'd be there too.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's brand new music from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Middle of the Morning, a song that came out just about a month ago. He's really done a great job of placing himself as one of the most important singer-songwriters of this time, at least in America for sure. And he was part of the Drive-By Truckers way back when. I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm your host here on the Jukebox. We've got music from Brandy Van Zia, Dodged a Bullet. Brandy is a Winnipeg singer-songwriter whose outlaw roots are intertwined with classic country and rock and roll. Debbie Friday, So Hard to Tell, is the title of the song. Debbie Friday is a self-proclaimed experimentalist, singer-songwriter, rapper, and producer based in Vancouver. The song So Hard to Tell is coming up on the show. But before we get to that, we're going to listen to something from Chris Dirksen and Northern Voice. The song is called Round Dance, and Chris Dirksen is a two-spirit Indigenous Canadian cellist, originally from Northern Alberta. This is from her 2015 release album, Orchestral Powwow.
don't want your autograph. They want to hurt you.
Jukebox. It's so cool. I dodged a bullet. Oh, oh, I dodged a bullet.
was a near miss, it was a close call. Boy, you had me in a chokehold.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As mountain glaciers melt, they create high-altitude lakes dammed by rocks or ice. If pressure builds or landslides or ice avalanches occur, that natural dam can break. Water and debris can then rush down the mountainsides, devastating communities. Tom Robinson is a senior lecturer in disaster risk and resilience at the University of Canterbury. He says global warming is causing glaciers to melt faster.
And so there's more and more water going into these lakes.
Water that can flood communities. In a recent study, Robinson assessed the risks on a global scale.
What our study's done is not just looked at where the lakes are and how big those lakes are. We've actually looked at how many people live in the catchments downstream of those lakes and how vulnerable those people are to impacts from flooding.
The researchers found that about 15 million people are at risk, and more than half of them live in just four countries: India, Pakistan, Peru, and China. So Robinson urges communities to prepare. He says engineering solutions, like installing sluicing gates or lowering the lake levels, could help protect people. And he says everyone can do their part by reducing global warming. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.